In today's episode, I want to talk about the power and importance of community. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. I have a couple thoughts today. One, sort of just a heads up that a week after this podcast airs, more or less, it will air, I believe, this Friday and the following Thursday, which is Thursday, February 5th, the Faith and Life series will continue with Lee C. Camp, who is an author and a podcaster and a very thoughtful person who's going to be talking about faith and technology. And so I hope you'll join us for that. Again, that's Thursday, the 5th of February. Hopefully it's a little warmer by then. As the Faith and Life series continues, that event, as always with Faith and Life events, is free and open to the public, and it's here at St. Philip the Deacon. The subtitle of his talk, again, it's Faith and Technology. The subtitle of that talk is, What Does It Mean to Be Human? And I have no doubt whether you are viewing this podcast from near or from far, you are aware of the events happening in Minneapolis over the last few weeks. And I could say a lot about that, and we talked a little bit about it at the start of worship this past weekend. But one of the things that occurs to me is that it has reinforced for me the importance, the significance, the power of community. And one of the things that it means to be human, it seems to me, is that we are in community. And as Christians, of course, we believe we're in community not only with one another, but with God. And so I've been struck by community in a number of ways over the last few weeks. I think actually one of the sub-themes in some of the news coverage coming out of Minnesota and Minneapolis is precisely the power of the community of the people, particularly of Minneapolis, but also of the state, who have shown up and come together in a beautiful way. For me personally, I have recognized the need to be in conversation with friends, with family, with mentors, with other pastors, with colleagues. That's been really important, and other people have reinforced how important it is in times of crisis or trial to be in community with one another. I've also been lifting that up here at the church in a letter I sent out a couple of weeks ago. I mentioned, among other things, that you need the community, but never forget that the community needs you as well. I believe we're wired. Part of what it means to be human is to be in community with one another. And that's one of the real gifts, by the way, of the church. We had a new member class this past week, and one of the themes that comes up again and again when people are joining this family of faith is precisely the fact that they're coming to find and enjoy and participate in community. Very importantly, again, from a Christian perspective, when we talk about community, we're not talking about some exclusive insular country club. We're talking about a community that is always and everywhere expanding outward, right? Jesus was always asking the question, who isn't at the table? Who is excluded? Who should we be inviting in? And so I pray at all times that we at St. Philip the Deacon are following the wisdom of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, who said famously, this is one of my favorite quotes about the church, that the church is the church only when it exists for others. So as a community, we don't exist for our own sake. We exist for the person who's outside of our walls, who we're always caring for, paying attention to, tending to, and maybe inviting in. And during the last few weeks, and again, I mentioned this in the letter I sent out a couple weeks ago now, we have been, as a community, reaching out to the people who are most in need in our community, our neighbors. So we're finding ways to provide food and supplies and resources for them. Again, you can read about that on our website. Under the news, there's my letter, as well as a list of ways that you can be helping. Many people from the congregation have already stepped up to do that, and I'm so grateful to you for the ways that you are being a good neighbor to those outside our walls. Maybe I'll end with a few words from a letter I read on Sunday before worship. But before that, wherever you are, wherever you're watching this, whether you're nearby St. Philip Deacon or maybe around the world, we welcome your prayers of support, your prayers, because we are all, at the end of the day, in the same community throughout the world, right? And that's important for us to remember as well. The part of the letter that I'll close with comes from St. John's Abbey in Collegeville, Minnesota. St. John's is a wonderful Benedictine abbey. They're perhaps best known for right now the St. John's Bible, which is the first entirely handwritten Bible in more than 500 years. We actually have prints of that Bible in the room just outside of the studio here. We partner with them in lots of ways. People go up for retreats. I've been up there for a silent retreat many times and prayed with the monks. A week and a half ago or so, they posted a note about an invitation to pray with them, given the events happening in Minnesota. And again, I read this letter or part of the letter before worship this weekend, and I think it's just a beautifully written articulation of many things, including our need for community, and how we're called to be the light of Christ in the world, maybe especially during these times. And so I'll close with this as a kind of final prayer for us, a kind of final benediction. And again, this comes from the good people of St. John's Abbey in Collegeville, Minnesota. We invite all people of goodwill to join us in seeking God's grace for healing, wisdom, and peace. We place before God the suffering of those who feel vulnerable, the pain of families and communities under stress, and the serious responsibility borne by all who are entrusted with the care and protection of others. We enter this day seeking the grace of ongoing conversion of life. We pray for hearts formed by humility rather than fear, and for the grace to transform anger and anxiety into a renewed commitment to nonviolence, restraint, and mutual respect. We ask for the wisdom to discern together what leads to life, and for the strength to become instruments of Christ's peace in our neighborhoods, in our state, and in our world, to which we all say, Amen. Thank you for being with me today, and until next time, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.